Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at EricTalkStros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros. Your team every day. And today's show is probably going to be brought to you by the letter B for Joe Kelly. And you know what I mean. Brett, where can you find you on Twitter?
You can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Strohs411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Strohs.
All right, so I know we are positive that Astros fans do not like Joe Kelly, and you thought that this guy went away. Yesterday it was announced that he was only going to serve a 5-game suspension. So what does he do? He goes on Ross Stripling's podcast, and I guess he's trying to be like Conn McHugh and everything, and he lays it out on the Astros. And this episode is probably going to be all about Joe Kelly and what he said, and then we'll talk about some other stuff. But you can get Locked On Astros on the podcasting app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcast, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play the podcast, Locked On Astros. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your free order. I know that Brett's a big fan of that, but he's not a big fan of the B in terms of Joe Kelly. So let's talk about the situation. What's going on, and what did he say today?
Well, Joe Kelly's skinny ass got mad. I mean, wait. Well, that was Dusty.
No. No, you can't say that. That is body shaming. I mean, if
Actually,
if somebody walked up to me and say, "Hey, move your skinny ass," I'll be like, "Ooh, thank you. That's a compliment, right?"
Dude, it has been working. Yes.
Yeah, I've been working out. I've been eating a lot of salads, but apparently that's body shaming. But he said that Dusty Baker told him that. Well, what are you going to say?
Today's episode is brought to you by the letters S, A, and B, and J. Stands for skinny ass bitch, Joe Kelly.
Okay, let's not put too much censorship on this thing today, okay? Come on.
Hey, dude, I rarely cuss, okay? But here's the thing. Astros A to Z actually tweeted this out, and I know it came out before that. The Houston Chronicle had some quotes, and he said, and he put, "He body shamed me. Dodgers fans, this is the hero you deserve." And this is the quote that's pulled out of the article. They have a manager on their side. Okay, it's Dusty Baker, fool. They have a manager on their side, verbatim yelling at me, saying, "Get your skinny ass on the mound." So my cuss words get 8 games, and his cuss words get 0. That makes complete sense, right, Kelly said? Welcome to the planet Earth, a debacle. Okay, for one thing, he's not going to be a stand-up comedian. That was terrible. Then he goes, "He's cussing at me. And then he's body shaming me." What are you, a 7th grader? Are we going back to elementary school? Are you going to report him to the polite police? Are you going to fill out an online bullying form to the MLB so Rob Manfred and his little minions can come save you, Joe Kelly? He's body shaming me, bro. He's calling me skinny.
I thought it was
Imagine
bra.
Imagine if he was, yeah. Well, he says, bro. He probably was like, "Oh, bro, come on, man." No, actually, I listened to the interview. He didn't talk like that. He kind of sounds a little miserly than that. He goes, "Imagine if he was calling me fat. I take offense to that. Dusty, that hurts my feelings." Now,
Do you know how old Dusty is? He probably doesn't know what he's saying.
Dusty would kick his ass, dude. Dusty would lay him out flat in 2 seconds. Dusty would swing those blue gloved hands and just 1-2 punch, knock his butt out. Joe Kelly is nothing but a glorified headhunting pitcher who brags about his 12-10 ERA at the beginning of the season. He is a part of a cheating team. 2018 Red Sox did cheat. And I'm sorry the Houston Astros didn't throw a score guy or some clubhouse attendant under the bus, and they admitted to it. Here's the problem I have, Eric. He's complaining, saying that the Astros were snitches, that the Astros lied, that the Astros made stuff up to ruin guys' careers. And he's mad that they got immunity. You know who they got immunity from? The Players Association. You know who voted on the rules for the Players Association to protect the players? The players, and Joe Kelly's one of them. So he's been double standard this whole time. It's infuriating, Eric.
Well, I think what people don't seem to understand, and I don't understand why not, before the investigation, MLB said, look, we're going to investigate this. We want you to be honest. If you are honest, then you will not get punished. The Astros didn't come up and say, hey, look, brah, we're not going to snitch unless you go ahead and make sure we don't get punished. They didn't do that. MLB said, look, we want to know the facts. So they got the facts, and the players told them exactly what they did. I'm sure Jose Altuve said, look, I didn't do anything. I was pissed off when that happened during my at-bats, but I didn't do anything. Carlos Correa was like, yeah, we did that. I'm sure everybody kind of told the truth because they wanted to not get punished. So when Rob Manfred says that, he can't go ahead and turn around and say, oh, you know what, Carlos Correa, we're going to go ahead and suspend you because of that. I know Dodgers fans and Dodgers players and baseball in general, you're mad that the Astros players did not get punished. That is not our fault. Yes, the Astros did do the deed. They did cheat in 2017. That's not where we're arguing. Even the homer over here, Brett, would say that. The Astros did cheat. We're not trying to deny that. But all the hatred that's going towards us, it should be going towards Manfred because he's the one that made this deal in the first place. And if he didn't make that deal, guess what? They wouldn't have got half the information that they got. So this is something that is going to go down. I do believe that when the Astros were getting investigated, I do believe that they probably outed the Yankees and the Red Sox as well. I don't know that for fact, but sort of do. But that still does not mean that. I think it was more like everybody else is doing it. Why are you just blaming us? So I get what Joe Kelly's saying in this part of this article. He was actually going to defense of AJ Hinch, sort of, and Jeff Luhnow. He said the people who took the fall for what happened is nonsense. Yes, everybody's involved. But the way that the sign-stealing system was run over there was not from the coaching staff. They're not the head boss in charge of the thing. It's the players. So now the players get immunity and all they do is go snitch like a little bitch and don't get fined. They don't have to lose any games. That was the deal, bro. Come on. That was the deal. They wouldn't have got all that crap unless they made that deal. That's not the Astros. You need to go talk to Rob Manfred. You need to get Trevor Bauer and Clevenger and who else? Justin Turner, Ross Stripling, because he's going to throw at the Astros if he ever pitches against them this season. Y'all need to go talk to Rob Manfred. Yes, the Astros are being punished. We have people all across media just kind of saying, oh, Jose Altuve sucks because he doesn't have the benefit of trash can. That's not what's going on. It's just a weird year. There's a lot of injuries. The Astros are now in third place, and I'm sorry if I jinxed it last night. I said if it looks like the Mariners are winning, but the Rangers came back and actually won that game. So the Astros are still in third place. This is weird, but we will survive.
Well, here's the thing. He took it to another level, though. Joe Kelly, worse than his Instagram video where he's throwing into a net and he hits a window, he said this. I socially distanced. I walked away. I didn't get close. And I followed all the guidelines of the CDC. So what is he now, the Dr. Fauci of the major leagues? And people on the other side didn't. They walked out of their dugout. Oh, my God. They walked towards us. They actually walked towards us. Carlos Correa effing spit at our team. I don't know if it was at me, but he spit out of his mouth. How else are you going to spit, Joe Kelly, you dumbass? This guy walks over to our dugout and then spits while I follow all the rules and I get 8 games. Cry me a river. Am I watching PBS with a bunch of kids crying over Caillou? What in the hell is your problem, Joe Kelly? So you aided and abetting in 2018 with cheating with the Red Sox. Now you're with the Dodgers, and all of a sudden you're suddenly throwing at them for 2017. Get over it. It's 3 years ago. You sound like a victim. You are a grown-ass man. And if another guy that's 72 years old calls you a skinny ass, you know what? Maybe take that as a compliment. Maybe don't be such a boob on the mound. And when you're walking off, stick your tongue out like a little kid and then go walk behind your teammates. Because speaking of CDC guidelines, you were well within 6 feet of the other players. You didn't have a mask, Joe Kelly. And I'm pretty sure you weren't wearing gloves. So don't coach us on COVID-19 protocol when you're the one up there causing players to get close together because you can't control your headhunting ways. KBO it, get the hell out of the major leagues. I think Joe Kelly's a chump, period, end of story.
You sound a little angry right there. Are you a little bit hungry? Did you not eat your Built Bar for after a gym snack? What's going on?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I may sound angry, but all I need is a Built Bar to calm me down because it is even more delicious now than it's ever been. They have 18 amazing flavors, okay? Let me tell you about these new flavors they got. Caramel brownie, cookies and cream, berry barcaya, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. You want to talk about a delightful dessert. Built Bar is great for the healthy, conscious guy to lose or maintain weight. Even if someone says, look at your skinny ass, you can have a Built Bar because it'll probably help you build protein because you need to put meat on those bones, Joe Kelly. This bar is low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, great for the keto diet, which I'm sure Joe Kelly's. The flavor profile I want to share with you is one of my favorite. It is peanut butter, 19 grams of protein, 180 calories, 5 grams of sugar, 5 grams of net carbs. That's right. Here's the offer. Built Bar has reset the promo code for this relaunch, okay? And it is a free cooler with purchase. While supplies last, this will only last for a week or so. Here's the deal. Go to BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get $10 off your next order. Use the promo code LOCKEDON, $10 off at BuiltBar.com.
Something else that they could use is something to kind of maybe take away some stress. Joe Kelly is obviously having some stress. So what could they do there?
They could go to our friends at CBDMD. It doesn't matter if you're a professional athlete getting body shamed off the mound because you threw at a batter and couldn't hit him. It doesn't matter if you're a stay-at-home parent or if you're the wife of a major leaguer who has to watch a baseball come through the window because your husband can't throw straight in front of him for 60 or 70 feet. You spend 8 hours a day in an uncomfortable chair wondering how long your husband's suspension is going to be. Well, that's okay. We've got the right thing for you. CBDMD has made these two products that Joe Kelly or anybody could use. CBD Freeze with Menthol is an award-winning product that offers instant cooling relief for muscles and joints in a convenient and easy-to-use roller or shareable squeeze tube. CBD Recover combines CBD with inflammation-fighting compounds like arnica and vitamin B6 to give you the support you need where it matters the most. To make it even easier to try this amazing duo of topicals and everything else CBDMD has to offer, they're offering all our listeners 25% off their next order. Use a promo code LOCKEDONMLB at checkout. Once again, that's CBDMD.com, promo code LOCKEDONMLB for 25% off your purchase of superior CBD oil products from CBDMD.
All righty. So we've been kind of talking about Ross Stripling's The Big Swing podcast. It's kind of weird because he doesn't swing the bat. So why is it The Big Swing? That doesn't make any sense. But earlier we were talking about how he was going after the Astros players for basically having Jeff Luno and AJ Hinch take the fall. Well, like I said, who else are you going to suspend? The players can't be suspended. They already basically suspended AJ Cora. I mean, not AJ, Alex Cora. So what could you really do? And so this is what he had to say about this. When you take someone's livelihood to save your own ass, that's what I don't like. Cheating. They cheated. Everyone knows they're cheaters. Cheater, 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 cheater. Oh, sorry. They know they're cheaters. Oh, he said that twice. Wow. It's over. That's done with. But now they mess up by ruining other people's lives. So they F it up twice. When you taint someone's name to save your own name, this is one of the worst things that you could probably do. That really freaking bugs me. I think I'll be irritated forever. Okay. I know you want to say something, but the Astros players didn't say, ooh, let's have AJ take the fall. They loved AJ Hinch. They would do anything for AJ Hinch. George Springer may leave because AJ Hinch is not the coach anymore. I do not think that they were like, ooh, let's have AJ Hinch be the fall guy. And Jeff Luno, I don't know how the players really thought about him, but I'm pretty sure that that didn't go through their mind. I think this is Rob Manfred. You can blame the Astros players all you want. Yes, they did what they're supposed to. They did exactly what they're supposed to. They told him about the whole system and who was involved and all that stuff. And their promise to, if they did that, they won't have to sleep with the fishes, so to speak. So, what is you want, Joe Kelly? What is it? Tell me.
Joe Kelly is playing a role. He's been typecasted. He's like a B or C actor in Hollywood who can only play one role. And he's not even a very good actor. He's just playing the role that everybody expects. He's pretty irrelevant. He doesn't really do much. Now, granted, he's made it to the major leagues. I never did. Never played really high school ball. I mean, I played league till I was about 15 or 16. So, yeah, he's a better ball player than me. That's fine. That's great. He's one of the best ball players in the world, one of the 750 major leaguers. But it still doesn't take away from the fact that he's become – he's gone from a – instead of going from boys to men, he's gone from a man to a boy the way he's acting. If the Astros are so horrible and if they're – and there's these cheaters and these hypocrites, why is he lowering himself to their standard? Why is he getting down on their level? Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Be a bigger man and man up a little bit and have some balls about you and not let this crap get to you? Like, how about strike him out instead of saying nice swing bitch to Correa after he strikes out? I mean, wouldn't you be pissed if someone said that to you? Apparently you would, because you got mad when Dusty called you a skinny ass. I mean, it is just so ridiculous because A, he was on a cheating team. B, they threw a guy under the bus. They threw a guy under the bus, some guy that didn't even make millions of dollars, and he's gone. And they — and I even saw a player say he was one of the best, like, VP pitchers they had ever had. He was a great – he was a big part of the team as a former player. I'm so over this crap. People, okay, Eric, he said, I don't think I'll ever get over it. Like, really? Like, you won't get over it? Like, that sounds like you need counseling, dude. Like, you need to build a bridge and get over it. The Astros aren't getting their title taken. You can make fun of Jose Altuve in the stands all you want to, Eric Hubbs, and all you ankle-biting Yankee fans who all you do is nip at the heels of the Astros. And until you beat us in the playoffs, like, if y'all beat us in the playoffs, you've got the upper hand. You haven't beat us in the playoffs ever. Like, I know it's only been since 2015, but the last time the Yankees won a series against the Astros in the playoffs, that's never happened in Major League history. And don't forget, we were the only team to keep them out of the World Series in a decade since the early 1900s. Nobody else did that. That's why they hate us, bro. They hate us because we won. They hate us because, yeah, we cheated and that sucked.
Okay, Brett, I'm going to kind of cut you off a little bit. And I think people are missing the point. Like, he said that he was suspended because of the cuss words. I don't think he was suspended necessarily because of the cuss word. I think that had something to do with it. But the fact that he threw behind, I think it was Alex Bregman and who was the other guy? Carlos Correa? Yeah.
Yes.
Carlos Correa. And then he, what's the word? What did they say Alex Cintron did? He was the instigator.
He taunted him.
He was the instigator. Stuff. So what's the difference between what Joe Kelly did and what Alex Cintron did? I know what Alex Cintron did was bad. I'm just saying that's — you can't do that. You can't do something to make the benches empty. And when you're yelling at a hitter after you strike him out and saying a nice swing bit, you can't just taunt him. That's unsportsmanlike conduct. And if you're in Little League, you would have been something. I don't remember what the rule was, but you're not allowed to taunt players. And I think Joe Kelly is — a lot of people have built up anger. And I know if the Astros did not win the World Series in 2017, this wouldn't be an issue. But they did. And now everybody, it feels like that they were cheated out of something. But Joe Kelly and then all these other people talking about the Astros, it's over. The players should have been punished. Okay, listen to me. The players should have been punished. Yes, they should have been — had some games delayed. But the problem is when the commissioner says, if you tell the truth, we won't punish you. What the heck do you want him to do? He can't do anything. And that's the problem. So Manfred made his bed. Now he's got to lay on it. And Joe Kelly can go lay with him.
And it's in the collective bargaining agreement, Eric. They have to, when the league presses them or when they're asked questions in a investigation, they have to disclose. Like, they can't plead the fifth. They can't say, talk to my lawyer. Or they can't say, kind of like Roger Clemens famously did, in saying,
I misremembered.
I misremembered, or I don't remember, or during the Serrano era, I don't recall that, or that doesn't sound — whatever excuse. you have to disclose. And when they give immunity, you have to do that. And so his narrative, like, he was basically being a revisionist with history. The problem with that is that people believe it. People don't go and research anymore. People don't look into things anymore. They take people's word for it. You're a professional athlete. If you say something, people will believe it. Like, if you said, I was walking to the ballpark and there was this big pit of lava that I had to step over, half of America would believe you because you're a professional athlete and they think what you're saying is truth. So bottom line is, we're beating a dead horse here. Joe Kelly sucks. He ranks right up there with Mike Fiers. And he wants to talk about rats. Go talk to Mike Fiers, because he's a rat. He's a terrible person. And I'm sorry. He actually lives in Houston, I found out. And I can't believe he still lives here.
Well, I just wanted to do a shout out to Columbus Trey. I know he's the guy that does the intro, and I know we probably saw this before, but thanks for giving us this. He said, y'all seen this smut? Kelly calls Astro snitches and rats in a podcast. And so thank you, Columbus Trey, for doing that. And this is just, I just don't get it. Let it go. I mean, the players did what they're supposed to do. And don't you think that it is hurting them? Yes, it's probably hurting Jose Altuve a lot. It's probably affecting Alex Bregman a little bit. It's probably affecting every single player. They have to deal with this crap every time they come to a different ballpark, every time they get in front of a new set of reporters. But they did what they're supposed to do after they got caught. Yes, what else do you want them to do? I just don't get it. I don't think the Astros threw AJ Hinch under the bus. The every one of those players probably would have taken a bullet for AJ Hinch. But there's nothing they could do. Even if Carlos Correa has a match and a can of gas outside a burning building, Rob Manfred can't do anything because he said, we can't punish you. So I'm sorry. Get over it. Move on. Let's play baseball, because we got to face these Dodgers again at Dodger Stadium. And so hopefully there's not any fans there, because that would be epic disaster. And hopefully they don't face Ross Stripling, but this is not going away.
Yeah, so, you know, to wrap things up, Eric, I think the Astros fans, we know what to expect. We know that it's going to be thrown in our face. And until all the players that were on that team retire or move on, we're going to hear about it, period, end of story. The only thing to remedy this is to go out and win as many titles as they can with the guys that they can, as long as they have them, and compete for a title every year. The goal number one is to win the division. The goal number two is to beat the Yankees. The goal number three is to win the World Series. Will all three of those things happen this year? Probably not, but we can at least win the division. If we don't win the division, we can at least play the Yankees in a series and beat them. But the bottom line is this. Jordan Alvarez is on his way, hopefully, sometime this week. We are hearing possibly Friday, but that is not confirmed. But he is around the corner, going to be here. Jose Urquidy's around the corner. Roberto Osuna's, I saw today, is going to try to rehab. MLB Trade Rumors is reporting that he's going to try to rehab. He's going to try to rehab without surgery, which would put him in a late playoff push. I don't know if that's even worth trying. And Verlander, we still haven't heard about him. We know he's behind schedule, not really throwing, or he's back throwing, but he's not where he needs to be. And so let's get the most out of what we can when Alvarez gets back. Let's get Altuve going, and let's try to catch the Oakland A's.
And this is what Jose De Jesus Ortiz said today. He was kind of replying. He said that the other Astros didn't snitch to save themselves, though. They had immunity. That's what I've been saying. Mike Fiers snitched. No Red Sox snitch, he said, but they both cheated. Mike Fiers was part of that program too, and I know that it was hurting his conscience to be part of that, but it's just crazy. And I saw that little shade you threw earlier on Twitter today. Oh, Eric, I told you that Osuna and Verlander could be back this year. Yeah, they could be back, but if they're back this year, this is the whole Lance McCullers thing where they're going to be, they may pitch with a torn, what is it, UCL or whatever, and then miss all of 2021 and then come, that's what you have to deal with. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with them, but I think I'm more optimistic about Justin Verlander because we didn't see the injury with Roberto Osuna. That was just, that did not look good. And you could tell that there was something there, but I'm not going to scare anybody. I know that there's still a chance that we could have them back, but I think the Astros need Fernando Rodney to come. I think they need some more veterans. And I know you're a big Brooks Raley fan now and probably get a tattoo with his.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Tramp stamp or something.
I don't do tramp stamps. I don't do the barbed wire tattoo. I don't have an affliction shirt. You know, the only way I would get a tattoo is if the Astros won, like, back-to-back World Series. I would get a tattoo then.
What if they win the World Series this year?
No, I'm not doing that.
All right, let's go ahead and stop it right there. I think that we get the basic idea. So the Astros are going to play the team that unfortunately could not beat the Rangers, and I guess it's, you can never really count on the Mariners to do anything for you. But the Mariners are not that far away from the Astros right now. They are 7-13. The Astros are 8-10. So it's going to be a good matchup. It'll be Kikuchi on the mound for the Mariners. He has a 5.28 ERA. And my new favorite pitcher, Framber Valdez, is 0-2 with a 2.04 ERA. At the beginning of the year, if you would have told me that he had a 2.04 ERA after, well, I think he's had like maybe two or three starts with that one appearance out of the bullpen, or maybe just two and that one appearance out of the bullpen, I would have said, yeah, right, we can never trust this guy. But this is what the Astros were waiting for. They're waiting for this moment.
Yeah, he struck out 19 and 17 and two-thirds innings, and so not bad. Justin Garneau's actually batting .600 against Kikuchi, so maybe he gets the start with Valdez on the mound. And then Saturday, you have Christian Javier going up against Nick Margikovicus. I don't even know if I said that
Hey, you
right.
sound like me. Yay!
Yeah. But hey,
I think it's Margivicious. Marge.
Yeah, okay, there
Vicious.
You go. Yeah.
Whoever. We're going to kick his butt.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, Nick, we're already rated R today, so we're going to kick their ass.
That's right. But here's the deal. Christian Javier was hit for 5 runs and 3 hits and 3 innings in his major league start, in his third major league start against the A's, but he struck out 16 batters in 15 and two-thirds innings. And so he is the reliever turned starter for the Astros. And to wrap up the weekend, Eric, we have the Sunday
Nasty.
Game.
Nasty.
That's right. Lance. FN Nasty McCullers Jr. 2-1 with a low 6.10 ERA and 16 strikeouts. Who's being opposed on the opposite side by Justice Sheffield, the former number one pick of the New York Yankees. They traded off, and he has really been underwhelming. He's 1-2 with 5.27 ERA. The Astros, I'm predicting, are going to win all 3 games this weekend. Altuve, I'm going to predict, gets a minimum of 5 hits in the 3 games. I believe he gets a hit in every game, starts a little hit streak, continues, because he did get a hit last game he played. So if he gets a hit in these 3 games, we'll have a 4-game hit streak coming out of this series.
All right. So since we did miss a show this week, we're going to go ahead and do a special Friday night show. It's going to have to be after the game. So that's going to be a little bit late, but that's fine. We just want, and hopefully we'll be talking about Alvarez coming back to the lineup. Hopefully we'll be talking about Jose Altuve having a 4-for-4 day with 2 homers. And George Springer, it was really good to see him back in action, and he had that nice clean single. But the Astros need to really count on their starters. And I know Javier's last start, everything kind of fell apart after that one bloop. But at the same time, I think that this is actually a good pitching matchup for the Astros. I think they have some of their stronger pitchers right now. Zach Greinke, he pitched really good the other day, and Brandon Belak. So I think this rotation has a chance. The offense just needs to be consistent, and I know they can score runs, but they've got to be more consistent and score more. So I think that's all we're going to do for tonight's podcast. And guys, thank you for listening to us, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, and hopefully we'll be talking about Alvarez hitting 3 homers in his return to the Astros lineup. Right? All right, so we'll talk to you tomorrow, guys.